Hi everyone, this is Kathy Barwick. I'm going to interrupt my series of inside rolls on the banjo licks and share with you something that I recently became aware of, and it has to do with cross-picking. I like to do a lot of it, and I know it's really difficult, and I was fooling around the other day, and I realized that I've actually changed the classic forward roll in a way that makes it pretty significantly easier to play an extended series of cross-pick rolls. And I wanted to share that with you because I thought it was kind of significant. It is for me anyway, and I'm hoping that it might help you a little bit too. And I picked Beaumont Rag because it's got that big section, the B section, that has all that good cross-picking in it. It's a hard tune for me to play. You'll notice when you hear the audio, but I thought I'd just share that one with you. Before we get started, I'm going to show you the roll. This is actually what we do in the beginning of the B part. And what I played there was the typical down up, starting on the fifth string. And what happens is I'm playing a downstroke on the G string, and now I have to play an upstroke on the A string. And that's really hard, going down on the third string and up on the fifth. That's the way I think it ought to be played, but it turns out what I do is something a little different, and it makes it easier in a real significant way. It'll keep us from having to do that upstroke on the fifth string. So I'm going to play the forward roll just the way I did before, but instead of coming up to the fifth string, I'm going to play the upstroke on the fourth, and now I'm going to do a downstroke on the fifth. Then it goes... Now I played it right. So it's forward, upstroke on the open fourth string, downstroke on the fifth, and then fret that third string second fret, and you do your upstroke. So the pattern sounds like this. I'm just going to play it open. Instead of... It's... Now again, why this is easier, it's because we are now playing a downstroke on the fifth string and then an upstroke on the third. So in that Beaumont Rag lick, now compare that with the all forward roll version. Ear, what's interesting about this is the 1, 2, 3, 4. It's the action that's going on the third string, and that doesn't change when I change this roll. So I can go like this. If I tried to do the actual forward roll, I don't know, I wasn't faking that either. It's just so much harder for me to do. So I thought I'd share this little trick with you, and in order to do that, I put it in the context of Beaumont Rag, like I mentioned before. And so we'll just get into the tune, and I'm sharing with you a version that I got from somewhere, and I don't really know where. I know I didn't make it up, so if anybody knows, recognizes some of the stuff in the first part, let me know. There's a lot of different good versions of Beaumont Rag, and I'm just starting with this one. So the first one, you just play the double stop there. We're playing out of a lot of chords here. So you can check out the tablature yourself and go through that. The one thing that I wanted to mention, and this is before we get into the cross-pick part, in measure 9, there's this cool lick. It goes like this. And when I was tabbing this out, I realized that there's another way you can play this lick, and it's very cool. I haven't really learned how to do it yet, so in the audio I didn't play it this way, but it's kind of neat. It's a floater. And let's see. You need to put your middle finger on the second string, sixth fret. And then play that first string, fifth fret note. and pull it off. And then ring finger on the third string, seventh fret. Two forward rolls. Actually, I missed the last note. Ending that series of forward rolls on the third string, seventh fret. Pinky on the fourth string, eight. Open second. And third string. See if I can play that. Oops, started with the wrong finger. Same as this other lick. So that's two ways of playing that same lick. And of course I did tab that alternate way of playing those two bars. So let's go to the B part. Here's the meat of the matter. You see, we're doing the forward-reverse kind of roll here. Forward and then back. That's opposed to doing the straightforward roll. Which for me is fine at this tempo, but you speed it way up and it's pretty hard to do. Okay, so the rest of it is pretty simple, self-explanatory, and I'm just going to skip all the way down to, let's see, measure 25. What I'm doing there is I'm starting that slide. This is measure 27. One and two. These are forward rolls now. And then I've gone down to my C7, heading into the four chord. Okay. Cool last lick. I'm just throwing this one in for fun. This was shown to me by a friend of mine named Tony Marcus, who's a really fabulous swing guitar player. I'm playing that with my pinky up on the fourth string, fourth fret. Middle finger on third string two and index on the second string first fret. And then I just drop my ring finger on the third string fourth. A little swingy lick there for the end. So once again, let's start at the end of measure 28, the pickup notes. You can play those in a strum too. Well, I hope you like my little trick for cross picking made easier. I know it works well for me, and I'm hoping it might help you a little bit too. Okay, well, that's it for now. Bye and thanks.